The DNR is holding hearings around Wisconsin to ease fears about chronic wasting disease found in some deer in southwestern Wisconsin. Every indication is that it hasn't spread to the wild deer herd in other parts of the state. Wildlife biologist Fred Strand in Superior says getting the word out that there are no known cases of chronic wasting disease spreading to humans is important. He says if they don't have a good hunt this year, forests and fields could be overrun with problems from an overpopulated deer herd.
Oh, absolutely. Problems for the natural foods that are out there, problems for the farmers and the agricultural crops that are raised, problems for people who have vegetable and flower gardens and ornamental trees and shrubs. Deer need to eat, and they'll seek that food wherever they can.
And Strand says there's the age-old problem of deer running out in front of cars.
Unfortunately, with high deer populations, we see a high number of deer vehicle accidents with very substantial amounts of property damage and occasionally and unfortunately human injury.
Strand says the best solution is accurate information, but the best information won't come until after the hunt when the DNR tests 50,000 deer statewide to see if or where chronic wasting disease has spread. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.